Sugya 32, Gemara Sudaso Asur Lechel. So, Sugya starts off, Gemara on Brachos, Mem Beis Med Aleph. The Gemara discusses a bunch of possible actions that you could do that would signify the end of the Suda. So the Gemara entertains maybe removing the table or washing your hands with oil, a couple of other things. The Gemara ends up concluding that when you do Netilas Yadayim, right, i.e. Mayim Achronim, that really signifies the end of the Suda, and then you have to bench. The phrase that the Gemara uses is Techef L'Netilas Yadayim Bracha. We just mentioned also that Mayim Achronim is for two reasons it was instituted. One is Melech Sidomis, right, there was the chashash that maybe there's bad salt on your hands that could ruin your eyesight. If you end up touching it, so it's dangerous, so you have to wash your hands first. And then the other one was based on the pasuk v'iskadishtem v'isem kedoshim. So those were two possible reasons why mayim achronim, why we have to do it. We then saw the Gemara in Psachim and Kuf Gimel Amid Aleph that the Gemara over there seems to discuss another way to end your suda. The Gemara says that once a person says havlan v'nivrich, right, that's considered a hesech hadas, and then it's usher to continue drinking after you've said that phrase. So the obvious question is, right, which one is it? Is Mayim Achronim the end of the Suda? Is Havlan V'Nivrich? What exactly is going on? So Tosfos on the spot says that both of these are true. Both of these are legitimate ends to the Suda, and either one would work. Rabbi Yonah, on the other hand, draws a distinction. He says that Mayim Achronim makes it forbidden for you to eat and drink, right, whereas saying Havlan V'Nivrich, that only makes you forbidden to drink. So that's a little argument between Tosfos and Rabbeinu Yonah. We then also saw the Rambam. The Rambam is quoted in the Ber Halacha, that the Rambam kind of also adds another case of Hesech Hadas. The Rambam says that even if you just are Gomar Belibo, if you, you know, resolve in your mind that you're done with your Suda, so then if you, you know, decide to eat again, you have to make a new Bracha. Right? And that's because all of these things are signifying a end to the Suda. But if you're obviously if you're mamish, you know, gumar belibo, that you're done eating, so that would also constitute an end to the Suda. And then if you want to eat again, you would have to make a bracha. So the question that we then raised is, what exactly happens when you make when you have a hesech hadas? What's the pshat? Is it that you're now forbidden to eat anymore until you bench? Right, you have to now bench and end the meal. Or is it that you're just not allowed to eat until you make a new bracha rishona? But it's not that you have to mamish end the meal. So Tosfos tries to bring two proofs. First, that that any of these things, right, netilas yadayim or havlan v'nivrich, are mamish an end to the suda, and you have to bench right afterwards. Right, not just that it's you can make another bracha rishona and continue eating. Right, what are the proofs? So first he quotes a Gemara in Psachim. The Gemara quotes a Braisa, talks about the Bnei Chabura. People are in the middle of a meal and then they're going up to go to a wedding. So the Gemara says that they have to make a bracha achrona before they leave, and then when they come back and continue eating, they have to make a new bracha rishona. So the proof is very simply the fact that when you're leaving, right, you're going to have a hesech hadas, you're going to be meseach das because you're being shinoi makum, you're walking around. And we see that you have to end the meal. You have to make a new, you have to make a bracha achrona. So that's a proof that a hesech hadas causes you to mamish end the meal and you have to bench. That was proof number one. Proof number two was our Gemara quoted a story of, I think it was Rav Huna maybe and Rava, or maybe Rav Zera and Rava, that they were eating, right? And they had, one of them had a hesech hadas. What?
Rav Zera and Rava.
Thank you. Rav Zera and Rava. Right, and so Rabbi Zera had what constituted in his mind a hesech hadas, and then they brought him more food, and he refused to eat it. He refused to eat the food because he said that he was already, you know, like meseach das, he already finished his meal. So Tosfos, you know, tries to suggest that you see from here that also you have to mamish, finish the meal, you have to bench, you can't just make another bracha rishona and continue eating. So Tosfos then, you know, does a 180 and rejects both of these proofs. Right, so we'll just quickly discuss the rejections. So first of all, the first proof from the Braisa and Psachim, he says that that's not a good proof because the fact that you have to bench before you go out to go to the wedding, that was for a different consideration. That was because we're worried that if you come back, right, if you go to the wedding, you might spend a really long time there. By the time you come back to this suda that you're in the middle of,
You're not going to be soveya anymore. You're not going to be satiated. And then you're not going to be able to bench, right? Really, if you know for a fact that you're going to come back within like 10 minutes and you're still going to be, you know, satiated, then you would be able to, you know, you wouldn't have to bench before you leave. But because there's a chashash that you're not going to come back for another 3 hours because you're going to be at the wedding, so that was the reason why you have to bench right away. But it's not because the Hesech Hadas makes you now end the meal. And then the second proof, the fact that Rabbi Zira didn't want to eat any more food after he was Mesiach Das, we said that that's also not a good proof because it could just be that he didn't want to get up and go wash, right? Because they gave him food that had bread in it, so he didn't want to have to go and make another Hamotzi, do Netilas Adayim again. That was annoying. So Tosfos ends up, you know, undecided, unsure of whether all these different Hischei Adas, right, like we just discussed, Shinei Makom, Havlin V'Nivrich, Netilas Adayim, right, Mayim Achronim, Tosfos is inconclusive whether they're a real end to the Suda and you have to bench, or it's just that you now have to make a new Bracha Rishona. But according to Tosfos, it seems like the dinim for all of them should be exactly the same. There's not really a difference between any of these cases. This is different from Rabbeinu Yonah, right? Rabbeinu Yonah says that Mayim Achronim, if you did Mayim Achronim, you can't even eat with a bracha. It's not like you could just make a bracha Rishona now. Rather, you mamish have to go and bench right away. As opposed to, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, if you did Havlan V'Nivrich, right, or Shinei Makom presumably, so then you can continue eating. You just have to make a new bracha Rishona. So to explain the pshat in Rabbeinu Yonah, we said that he holds that the Hesech Hadas of Shinoi Makom or Havlan V'Nivrich, it doesn't automatically require you to bench, right? It just means that you're, any food that you're going to eat going forward has to make a new bracha Rishona. But when you do Mayim Achronim signifies an end to the meal, and there's a din of Techef L'Netila Bracha. It's like a very din prati by this case of Techef L'Netila Bracha, right? And therefore, you have to bench right away. So it's not like those other cases of Hesech Hadas. We then also discussed maybe there's a possibility that talking might also be usher, because many Rishonim say that talking is usher by Netilas Yadayim before the meal, so we might plug that back to after the meal as well. So then we went to Halacha L'maisa. So Shulchan Aruch quotes Rabbeinu Yonah that if you did Mayim Achronim, you cannot eat at all, even with another Bracha Rishona. Right? But the Mishnah Berurah says that many poskim disagree with this. Right, and they hold that you can eat, you can continue eating after you did Mayim Achronim. You just have to do another Mayim Achronim afterwards, right? So we said that this is like kind of funny because you're trying to hold like the Rabbeinu Yonah that you have to have Mayim Achronim right at the end, but it's really not like Rabbeinu Yonah because Rabbeinu Yonah would never allow you to continue eating after you did the first Mayim Achronim because he holds of the din of Techef L'Netila Bracha. That was one thing we pointed out, and then we said, but if you want to speak right after you did Mayim Achronim, so that would not be allowed, right? Because you can't just speak and then do another Mayim Achronim because that Mayim Achronim is not going to be chal. It's not necessary for you to do Mayim Achronim once you already did it and your hands are clean. So therefore, if you speak, that's a hefsik, and the new Mayim Achronim wouldn't count. So that would be a problem. So Rebbe gave some advice. I think he said that you could just get your hands dirty or eat something if you want to talk, and then your hands are dirty, and then you could do Mayim Achronim again. So that was all Halacha L'maisa. Then we just had one final point in the sugya discussing Pesach night. So Pesach night, we know that there's a mitzvah to eat the afikomen. Tosfos raises a question of what if you forgot to eat the afikomen, right? And you already said Havlan V'Nivrich, right? So according to Tosfos, now you said Havlan V'Nivrich, you're not allowed to eat anymore. So, you know, are you allowed to go back for afikomen? So Tosfos says, we rely on table of Hashem. That's the phrase he uses is Ana Ataka Derachmana Samchinon. Right. So since you have to eat Afikomen on Pesach night, so your meal is not considered to be over, and therefore you don't need to make a new hamotzi. Right. According to Tosfos, you could just continue eating quickly, eat the Afikomen. Right. And if you benched already, right, Tosfos says, then we assume that you're yotze Afikomen with the matzah that you munched on during the meal. Right, so you don't need to go wash and eat again. That's what Tosa says. We raised the question, right, what about the din of Ein Maftirin Achar HaPesach Afikomen? Right, there's a din that the Afikomen has to be the final thing that you're eating. So we said that clearly, according to Tosfos, that is not Ma'akev. Right, that's not a din that's Ma'akev. You would still be Yotze Afikomen, even if it wasn't the last thing that you ate. Why exactly do we have this din of Ein Maftirin Achar HaPesach Afikomen? So we gave really just to say it very shortly, we give two reasons, Rashbam and Tosfos. Rashbam says that basically every korban, you have to eat it, kederach hamalachim, you have to eat it al hasova, right, in a kavadik way. So it has to be the last thing, because if you're able to eat food afterwards, you're going to be like munching down on the korban Pesach, like you're starving. That's not really such a kavadik of fashion for the korban. And Tosfos says that because if you were able to eat food afterwards, after the Korban Pesach, right, and you're hungry, so you might come to eat it really aggressively and end up breaking bones, right, and that's Isser, by the Korban Pesach, you're not allowed to break any of the bones. Then just... What?
The main reason is Tam Pesach.
That's the reason the Gemara says, but what's the reason behind why you need that? Why do you need Tam Pesach B'Fiv? So it's because it needs to be Nechal Al Hasova. It needs to be Nechal al Hasova. And then the question is, why does it need to be Nechal al Hasova? So that's where Tosfos and the Rashbam come in. I figured I'd make it shorter. But yeah, you're right. Correct. So just moving on to the end. So we also saw Shita, the Torah, quoting the Avi Ezri. He says that, if you benched already, right, and now you're thinking about going back to eat Afikomen and making a new Hamotzi. So he says, not only do you not have to go back, you really shouldn't, because what's going to happen? You're going to make a new Hamotzi, then you're going to have to bench. And if you're going to have to bench, there's opinions that hold that you have to bench a la kos, and then you're going to be mosif on the arba kosos. You're now going to have five kosos, so that might be a problem. So he says it's better not to, right? You're yotze, even if it wasn't the final thing that you ate, you're yotze with the matzah that you ate during the meal. And the Mishnah Berurah just points out that many hold that you don't need a bench al hakos. Right, so according to that, you could go back. You could just eat more matzah and then bench and just not bench alakos. So just to summarize very quickly the entire sugya. So we saw the Gemara Brachos, Mem Beis Amud Aleph, Techef L'Netila Bracha. We saw Gemara in Psachim introduces a different factor of Havlon V'Nivrich. We saw Tosfos say that they're, it's either or. Rabbi Yonah say that Havlon V'Nivrich is for drinks. And Netila Sidai Maim Achronim is for food and drinks. The Rambam had his additional Hesech Hadas of Gomar Belibo. We then had the question of if this ends the meal or just requires a new Bracha Rishona. So we saw Tosfos says whatever the din would be the same for all things, right? For Shinoi Makom, for Havlon Benivrich, for Netila Sidaim, for Gomar Belibo. It would be the same halacha for all of them, but he wasn't sure what the din was. Rabbi Niona says Netila Sidaim, signifies the end of the meal, you have to bench. The other Hischei Adas, you could just make a Bracha Rishona and then continue eating. We saw Shulchan Aruch, Halacha Lamaisa, Mishneh Berurah. Then we raised the Afikomen question. We saw Tosfos, Anan, Ataka, Derachmanan, Samchinan. We saw the Avi Ezri, and then the Mishneh Berurah at the end. So that's the end of the sugya.